Good morning. Class 12C Chemistry Theory. Syllabus for first rehearsal. Solid state, solutions, chemical kinetics, isolation of elements, that is iron, zinc and aluminium, P-block elements, coordination compounds, alcohols, phenols and ethers. We start with solid state. As we have completed the chapter up to line defects, so we continue with the chapter in our first lesson, that is properties of solids. The properties of solids can be classified as electrical properties, magnetic properties and dielectric properties. Electrical properties, the electrical properties of solids are as follows. Conductors, the conductivity is of the order of 10 to the power of 4 to 10 to the power of 7 ohm inverse, meter inverse, which decreases with increasing temperature. Insulators, it is the least of the order of 10 to the power of minus 10 to 10 to the power of minus 20 ohm inverse, meter inverse. Semiconductors, they allow only partial conduction of electric current through them. Semiconductors may be intrinsic, that is conducting electric current at high temperature, or extrinsic, that is conducting electric current in presence of an impurity. N-type semiconductors are extrinsic semiconductors when doping is done with elements having more electrons than the parent element. P-type semiconductors are extrinsic semiconductors when doping is done with elements having less electron than the parent element. Magnetic properties. Depending upon the behavior of solids towards magnetic field, the magnetic properties are as follows. Paramagnetism. These substances are weakly attracted when placed in the external magnetic field due to the presence of unpaired electrons. Example, nitric oxide, oxygen, chromium, manganese, etc. Diamagnetism, they are weakly repelled by the external magnetic field due to the presence of paired electrons. Example, nitrogen, sodium chloride, zinc, cadmium, etc. Ferromagnetism, they are strongly attracted by magnetic field and show permanent magnetism even in absence of the magnetic field. Example, iron, cobalt, nickel, etc. Antiferromagnetism, they possess zero net magnetic moment in spite of the presence of unpaired electrons. Example, MnO, FeO, Fe2O3, etc. Ferrimagnetism, in this case, the magnetic moment domains are aligned in parallel and antiparallel directions in unequal numbers. Example, Fe3O4. Above Curie temperature, however, the ferromagnetic substances do not show any ferromagnetic characteristic. The third property is dielectric properties. The crystals which undergo polarization under the influence of applied electric field show the following dielectric properties. First one, piezoelectricity. In this case, the crystals align themselves in an ordered way to give a net dipole. They produce electricity under some mechanical stress. Example, quartz. Pyroelectricity, some of the polar crystals when heated produce a small amount of electric current. Ferroelectricity, certain piezoelectric crystals show permanent alignment of dipoles even in the absence of electric field. Example, potassium dihydrogen phosphate, Russell salt, etc. Antiferroelectricity, when the crystals have dipoles in alternate positions with no dipole moment, example, lead zirconate. So with this, we end lesson 1 and will continue with lesson 2 with types of crystals.